Hey everybody, Comic Playground, comicplayground.com. Follow us on Twitter at Playground Comic, because we couldn't get it. They'll get an ad story someday. Facebook, Comic Playground, Instagram at Comic Playground, and YouTube eventually Comic Playground. Depending on how many friends we can force to get on this thing right away, we may have our YouTube channel going right away as well. We met Joe in our first episode.
Joe's great.
What we're looking for here a lot of the time is that reality and the truth. I learned in acting classes a while ago that truth.
Wait, you actually took classes?
Yeah, I took a lot of classes. Trust me, you think you know about acting, and then you actually learn about it. You're like, I knew nothing about acting.
I don't think I knew anything about acting.
No. And so let's explain who you even are, because...
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Zach.
Yeah, you guys are wearing the same clothing.
From the last episode. Yeah, see, truth.
Yeah.
See,
truth. Embarrassing. Well, at least we're not wearing the exact same.
I brought a jacket to put on, but it's too hot in here.
Always cold in
here. It's a little bit better. It's better. Well, you weigh as much as my right leg. The good leg. No, I do. I have a bad leg. So I didn't make you the bad leg. I made you the good leg. Zach, you came into our lives.
Yes.
We adopted you. Very simple. Brandon, by the way, congratulations. I should have done this in episode one. Brandon going to be adopting a baby.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I just found out the other day that a birth mother accepted us. So we're real excited. She's due January 27th to the 4th. So, Frank, I'm going to go ahead and need you to watch the comic store.
Yeah, I will be here.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
You guys just sit here. I got the fridge over there. You guys have fun?
Get
half off pizza?
Half off. Do you get half off from Papa John's over there?
I can get a large Papa John's pizza. Here, I'm plugging Papa John's pizza. I can get a large Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, they need you.
You can be the new CEO.
Yeah.
Hey, we all have dreams.
So, you were actually a person, Zach is... that Brandon texted me about. He's like, this guy came to the store. He's got the coolest collection I may have ever seen in my entire life. It's unbelievable. I'm like, what? He's like, I was shaking, dude. You don't even understand.
I wasn't shaking until later.
He's like, I wish I was a crook because I would have ripped him off. I never could have done it.
I didn't say that. Yeah. I didn't say crook.
It was something
He thought it.
Yeah. But he was like, but I couldn't even keep a straight face. I was like, this is incredible. This is unbelievable. So Zach, tell us a little bit about your story. You came in just one day into the store, Brandon's
and I thought
comics,
that would be it.
and you thought you came in with a tub, walk in, and But you came in with a tub.
I came in with a tub.
Talk about the tub. So the tub, you put it down on this counter right here.
Yeah. So I'll start out with how I got the tub.
Yeah, does absolutely. Getting the tub.
As much as I would love to say that this collection is my collection.
Let's just start calling it a tub instead of a
collection. This is actually the tub. Okay. The tub is actually my uncle's tub. And so I used to collect comics when I was a teenager. Basically stopped, but still... you know, kept in the know about what was going on in the comic book world.
Did you hide them in your closet and not want your friends to figure it out?
Have you come out of the closet yet?
I won't say that, but I will say that I was very proud when my friends were surprised that I collected comics, because they were in those days, there was a stigma. Uh-huh. You know, you didn't want to be thought of as a comic book collector when you're a teenager. It's hard enough when you're a teenager. And then before all the movies and the TV shows were really popular, comics were not this cool thing. You talked about the nerds taking over in the last episode. Mm-hmm. The nerds had not taken over yet. And so I collected them. I was not a closeted collector, but
you know, it's funny. I had Smurfs.
I had
Smurfs. That was it. Mm. Peyo, thank you.
I liked Power Rangers,
but I had a collection of Smurfs, and it was like the girliest thing in the world at the time. There were genders, and
can I start calling you Papa Smurf?
Yeah, no problem. I'll grow a beard. I'm probably gray enough at this point. You are kind of jokey Smurf. If you come in with a box that explodes, we're in trouble.
And there's only one Smurfette.
Yeah, right?
Strange colony.
Yeah.
Are you Smurfette now?
Well, they were all created. They were all created, and they all make gold. So, all right. So, go ahead. You had the collection. You were a little bit embarrassed about it.
A little bit embarrassed about it.
I think that's going to be everybody's story. We're going to have to glance over that eventually. So,
but held on to it in my parents' basement for a very long time. Never got rid of the comics. Moved out to Arizona, and this uncle I'd always heard so much about this comic book collection.
I thought you were going to say, I'd always heard so much about this uncle.
I've always heard so much about this uncle. Yeah. But then I was like, uncle who I haven't met. No. I heard so much about his collection. He spoke about it. The guy is in his 60s and he's been collecting since he was a teenager nonstop. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is amazing. I want to take a look at it. And so I started to catalog it for him.
Now, is this before, because he's had an illness?
Yeah, he just went through quadruple bypass surgery.
So he had the quadruple bypass surgery. Yeah. Where is he living?
He's here in Phoenix.
Okay, and he's got his own house, or what's...
He has his own house, okay. And he's had these comic books in his house. Now, I started talking to him about them before the surgery.
Okay. But did you give him the heart attack?
I did. When I told him what comics he had that he had no idea about. Right.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah, so he came out of this surgery and he said, sell all my comics. And I said, okay, I will get on
that. Why is it to pay for the surgery?
Not specifically to pay for the surgery, but I think it's just one of those kind of life-changing
moving
events.
On in life. It's like, I've had this, I need to stop sitting down and reading so much and looking at... Yeah. Is he a big guy?
It's harder to stand and read comics than it is to sit and read them.
Is he a big guy?
He's not a bigger guy, but he does have a little bit of family history with heart issues.
That's so the way it seems to be.
Yeah, that's not fun. So he said, sell my comics for me. And I said, all right, I'll get on that. I've got this box, this tub that I've selected that I believe are high value comics. Somebody who's been out of the comic book world for a solid 15 plus years. So I went online onto the CGC website. I saw Brandon's comics listed. It was the closest one to where I live.
It's all about proximity.
That's it.
Location, all about convenience. Location,
all about convenience. Baby. So I bring this tub in and Brandon sees the first couple of comics on top of it. And he's like,
all right, first of all, before he goes any further,
I can give you $150 for all those.
And
I
was that is not what happened.
No, because you had told me that you didn't know what was in the tub. And
Here's what happened. He opens up this devil tub of like stuff that like looks devil like it's tub. Been like sitting around, like whatever. But he's got like all these books on top that are like $10, $15, $20 books.
Right.
They're not bagged and boarded, like nothing's done. So I start flipping through the top.
So and bagged and boarded for our non-super comic people.
If a comic book doesn't have a bag and a board, it's called raw. So the book's raw, it doesn't have anything. So he's got all these books that are raw sitting there, like just piled up. But the top books are like $10, $15, $20 what I could sell them for. So I start going through and I ask him, I go, hey, so what do you want for this? And he goes, $150. And I go, cool.
I'll take
and I go, and I'll take that one. And then what do we got over here? And he goes, no, per comic. And I look at him, I'm like, dude, you're high. Like, there's no way I'm giving you a tub. And he goes, what about for this? And he starts digging through all these comics and pulls out Spider-Man 300s, bunch of Spider-Man 121s. And now these comics are worth a lot of money. It's the death of Gwen Stacy, the 121s. It's probably about $3,000 worth of comics that are stuck together. And those three had bags in it. Spider-Man 300. Those are about $1,000 worth of comics. Batman
first
Adventures.
Venom, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
First Spider-Man Venom. 300.
Every time I see it, that's the some of the first words I hear out of your mouth, like first Venom.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to say.
Appearances.
First Venom. Key. It's a key book.
It's keys. So anyway, this guy comes and starts pulling out like all these $1,000 worth of books. And then I'm thinking, man, I should give him $150 for the whole $150 a book because I'm starting to go through these. Then all of a sudden, he pulls out a Spider-Man number one.
Amazing Spider-Man number
Amazing
one.
Spider-Man number one. And then I said, you're not leaving the store with this. And then he was trying to get out of the store really fast.
I was like, I got to go.
I got to get out of here.
This is uncomfortable.
I'm thinking about going and locking the door like they do in Spain.
Joe is back, and this time he means
Joe's
business.
Joe's got a microphone again. Yeah.
I didn't come in and immediately say, who are you, to Joe?
That would be creepy.
It would have.
With his tub.
What kind of jerk does that? Episode one, callback.
So anyway, we start talking, and we come up with everything, and you know, I want to make things work. He wants to sell his comics. So we came up with like an understanding. We're going to work together. And we're going to sell these comics for his uncle. We're going to get that together. And then we're going to work out something special for the Spider-Man number one for me.
Because that's the book you've always wanted.
It's the book I've always wanted. And once I get this book, I'm going to get this book graded. It's going to be put on my wall in a bulletproof glass case with insurance. And my store is in a barricade. Like, it'd be very, very, very hard to do it. But
Is that a challenge? It sounds like a challenge.
Well, I got $1 million life. Or
everybody listening. Everybody listening.
Please come steal my Spider-Man.
That was Joe. Joe's very subtle with his fake threats.
I can get in.
But are they fake?
Look at Joe.
Joe's already figuring out how to pick the lock.
You're almost cartoon whistling.
You can see like the little comic expressions. Yeah, the little balloons popping
Joe,
up.
Joe, you're not doing a lot for stereotypes right now, man.
He's actually creating a diversion while one of his buddies is breaking in. Donnie's over here.
Johnny, you were ready to fact. Donnie's been fact checking. He's kind of like the guy Tony Reale used to be.
We needed our own reality.
Pardon the Interruption, where he comes in. Have we done anything wrong factually yet this episode?
Can you get on a computer?
No, not at all. What do you want me to look up?
Every time you talk, I think it's a character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're awesome.
No, I appreciate it.
No, it's great. All right,
Donnie, talk about The Walking Dead.
He's his own
What's
character.
Going on The
no,
Dead?
No, no. We gotta stay. He'll come back. He'll have his own segment. I just felt like I don't want him to hold back. He comes in, there he is, and he pops out. That's a key.
You gotta have a cameo.
Yeah. And cameos.
It's a first appearance.
You leave after the cameo. Hint, Donnie. Hint.
Not subtle enough.
Sneak out. I like how you did the sneaky move after you left the camera.
Really thought he was going to kick really over a camera.
Only the podcast people can hear your Scooby-Doo footsteps. No, but when you do hear something, if you want to just pop in, I wanted to break that so you did, because in episode one, he had a bunch of moments where he thought, I could help this, and then he didn't. Yeah, just come on in. But so far, inside. We've been better, is what you're saying. Factually, bet that's on you, Joe.
That's because I'm here.
I'm sorry. Holy cow, you should have been in Aladdin. You are the genie. All right.
Poof.
Maybe there's time for reshoots.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Poof, what do you need?
And now it's Will Smith. Uncle Phil. All right. All right, so get back to the story. Sorry, I go off on tangents.
No, so I walked in. I wanted to get some comics created. I thought I would be good to go, and here I am again.
Yeah.
So really, you guys are still
back.
You guys
every day I come by with, do you new, do with new keys.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So you're still going through the collection. Is there a lot? I'm not sure.
So it's been about a year where I've been going through this collection, cataloging, and things were all out of order. I mean, this, we can talk about like the learning the skills when you're a kid about how to organize yourself. This uncle did not ever learn those skills. And so
I was wondering where, because he, when Brandon had told me about you, he's like, this guy's unbelievably organized. So it's you, not your uncle.
It's me.
Okay.
I would love to give him credit.
No,
you wouldn't.
But he doesn't.
No, don't. Yeah. No, he's just sick and trying to recover. Why would you want him to feel good about himself?
Giant scar on his chest. Yeah, we don't want that.
That scar. That's a special scar. All right. So that's where we're at.
So there's some beautiful comics in there. In addition to Amazing Spider-Man number one, which is a lovely issue. There's Amazing Spider-Man 129, which is the first appearance of the Punisher.
Okay.
Another huge one for collectors, and that one's in pretty amazing shape
as
well.
Great condition.
Not just the amazing Spider-Man, it's amazing shape.
Amazing Spider-Man is in amazing shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although Tom Holland maybe not in such great shape, but
my daughter loves him.
Yeah.
They say he's the best Spider-Man.
Oh, he's way better than Tobey Maguire.
I would say.
No, look at. Get in here. Look, what's King?
This is it.
Look, you got to do that on camera, Kingpin. Is he not the kingpin?
Take it, boss.
Look at this. No! Don't. Yeah. Don't come in here and hold on, so people can see. Imagine, holy cow, that's $25.
Imagine
come
if
on
the
over
king
here.
Could hand the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah.
Take a look. If come on camera, and if people don't think Kingpin when they see you, I don't know what to. Come on, it's like Kingpin pre-barber.
Can we get an issue with the Kingpin? Right. Somewhere. Yeah,
you got to duck down to get in.
We got 51 over here.
We got it right here.
Right there.
Yeah. Will you shave your head for episode 3 or 4?
There we go.
You are the same shape as the king. Is he not the same shape as the kingpin? Hold on.
Can I have a diamond cane?
Yeah. Take a look.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I have a diamond
right there.
Cane?
Kingpin. Is a. And we'll get you one of those cigarette holders.
It was all right. So cool back then.
Thank you. Tech up.
You'll engrave it.
This is all coming around. We need microphones on the audience here. Really great. So, you're in the process of catalog. Do you have everything cataloged already?
Everything's on a list, 9,000 plus comics deep.
Holy cow.
I mean, if you've been something for 50 years, I guess, you know, you get those many comics.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing to me is not, I mean, what's amazing is the value of like a Punisher, things like that. But when I was going through it, I thought there were typos. Like I thought I had sorted the spreadsheet wrong, things like that, because I would see like a comic book that came out a couple of years ago that's valued at $100+ now. And I was like, this was not happening when I was collecting comics in the 90s. Marvel was going bankrupt. Like DC
because they weren't getting into the movie world. They were just doing books.
And DC had already like flown the coop with the movie world. They had Batman and Robin. Like that was happening, which was
Mr. Freeze. Look out. Hurry it down now.
Yeah.
Chill. Just chill. Cool.
Cool off.
Cool off.
Cool I must down. Have your housekeeper.
Jen? So, all right. And you're going to be, you got them all cataloged, but you're now taking a look at them, pricing them all out. Going to be putting that. And those will be at the store here at Brandon's Comics, but they're also going to be, are you going to post them online? Is that how that works as well?
We're not going to do it on eBay. We're doing it on OfferUp, so the local people will be able to see on my OfferUp page. There's going to be a lot of,
and you'll have some of the stuff at Comic Cons and that type of thing
we're
too.
We're going to Comic Con. We're going to have the baddest booth at Comic Con. We're doing Ace Con next weekend. You have to be there.
I don't know if Ace Con. Well, this might air after we've done the Ace Con thing. Okay. So, we'll do a preview.
So you guys should come to Ace Con and buy some.
We'll do a preview that makes sure it gets on.
Use the time stone. Go back to Ace Con.
There are 14,605 possibilities. Did I get that right? Is that right? Yep. I looked at Donnie every time I say a number. I looked at Joe. What? Nothing. I'm good.
Man, can we get Tony Rally in here?
All right, so that's the thank God it's the counter you're kicking and not me anymore.
Yeah, these big feet.
I'm trying to think where we're going with that. So
we're selling them. I'm willing to sell whichever way, but Brandon's the expert. He's the guy who knows comics.
So you guys are kind of teamed up. It's pretty cool that you have this kind of trust. I know you're working on some or have some like paperwork, which you obviously have to do. But that's really cool that you. That was the thing that interested me about Brandon too, is that. There was this. That's a tough thing. Did you go to other comic book stores before this, or was this just the only place you went? Or did you go in the meantime?
So I wasn't even planning on starting to sell the books yet, to be honest.
Right.
And I'll say I learned that they're called books because I used to just call them comics.
Right.
But that was the 90s. I mean,
I got it from. Maybe it's just me.
Jinko.
Are you the only one that calls them books? Better. And we're going to be, you know what? If we create our own jargon here, we're like Jim Rome for the non-sports people. It's a guy who talks like this. How great is that? Incredible.
How great is that?
Check the fish rap. Probably the worst thing you can do, Brandon, is do impressions around me. It's a bad idea. Continue with that. So I'm sorry.
I thought I was going to get a few books graded. I thought I was going to wait a few months until those books came back. And here I am now still, going
and
through
the power
process.
Of Brandon. Like Brandon has like this power.
Yeah.
It's
called manipulation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Realm.
It's called manipulation.
Are you Gene Graying us?
Yeah.
It's more like a Jedi mind.
Is that what it is?
You will give me your Spider-Man. You will not leave this store.
We will
your
draw
Jedi
up some
powers have no
first.
Effect on me. What did you say?
We will draw up some paperwork first.
And then I was like, Liam Neeson, can you do my Liam Neeson for me? Okay.
What was that? What? I don't get it. I'm not sure what you're talking about. But this is going to be probably something we do later. We read comics in different voices.
I'm not even going to try to pretend, but I have a very special set of skills. Isn't that from the movie?
Very special set of skills.
Yeah, from like taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 7.
All of them. Yeah.
Did you see the new one where he's on a Zamboni?
Is it a race?
Like, how many times can his daughter be taken? Like, before you just like put her someplace.
Yeah. At some point, it's the
get
giving.
Security.
Well, I said this. Like, I said I did this in my act as well. Here's the thing. Every movie preview he's in, every commercial, for no matter what the movie is, he's on a cell phone, right? And it's from the Taken movie. He could be in a movie about the 1800s and he pulls out a cell phone. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. I don't know what I'm talking into right now. Or am I from the future? So
It's like Tom Cruise running, right?
Right.
Like
Tom Cruise,
he could be playing somebody who's handicapped, but he will be running in that movie.
Right. It's physically disabled for our friends.
I apologize.
I know you. I've been in the media long enough. You're new. You got to learn all the words. Where are we going with that? Adonis. Why don't they what? Well, Don LaFontaine passed away.
Oh, the trailer guy?
But they use some of them, and then Pablo Francisco's out there going, hey, what's going on? Get ready. They don't do it as much. They used to do it. It used to be in a world.
Well, it was much more formulaic back then.
Right.
Or at least more overtly formulaic.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that a segue? No. In a world not ready for humankind. I'd rather Adam Sandler. In a world where time is stopped. That's another thing we have to do on the podcast is figure out. I'm Wonder Woman.
I'm from. I'm an Amazon princess.
That's guys. That's what's going to set us aside. I'm an Amazon princess. Treat me like a pretty girl.
What if Adam Sandler stole that idea from you?
Hey, what idea? It could be. That could be a Sandler movie. Don't. So I was.
It'd probably make $200 million.
So for some reason. YouTube subscribers. We have a Netflix special, and it is Adam Sandler is Wonder Woman. I have an invisible jet. Take a look. Why do I look like I'm floating through the air sitting down? Because I have an invisible jet that doesn't disguise me.
How do I make this happen? I think I need to sign
Adam
up
Sandler
for like
10,000 email addresses or something.
All right. We'll crowdfund it. We'll go fund me. Go fund yourself.
Go get a job.
And if you're famous enough, you don't need a job. You just, that's the funny. That's the amazing thing.
People just give you free stuff, right?
I'm only at the middle level.
Here, have a comic.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, a book.
Yeah. Have a book. All right. So, Zach, you're going to be, are you going to the Comic Cons?
I'm showing up.
He's
at
contractually
least
obligated to one this year.
This is in the paperwork.
Oh, he's okay. Contractually obligated. Yeah.
Contractually.
I love
obligated.
How hard you don't want to work to sell your comics.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't you?
That's why I'm making a deal with him to sell them for me.
Right. No, I get it. Yeah. No, I guess you're not really necessary in that. I understand. I guess that makes
very
sense.
Necessary.
No, you're the supplier.
I am the supplier.
I mean, this is
the dealer.
Dealer,
man.
Narcos Tempe. Yeah.
I'm pushing. I'm a comic pusher.
Joe, you're out. Zach's in.
I mean, it's amazing.
Joe's going to stab me on the way out.
No.
Like,
the comic cartel
for a podcast.
Man, I wish I was Mexican. Yeah.
Wait,
I would have that. That would be that's your offshoot. The comic cartel. If you want it, yeah. That's going to be your thing.
I bet comic cartel is
that's
not
beautiful.
Taken
you came
on
up
Twitter.
With it, so it's not me. Everybody who's going to email with negative comments. Every time I look to the camera to make sure we're okay, and I see Brandon is basically green screening himself. Hey, what do you want to wear? Oh, the color of the wall. And then we put you on an orange chair. That's my fault right there.
This is episode two.
Who is the floating head in Marvel? Who's that head? Isn't there a guy who's just a head?
It's MODOK.
MODOK. So correct. Correct.
Yeah.
We got MODOK. I forgot. You're another one of our experts.
So many experts.
A lot.
Aren't all.
Yeah. Haven't you noticed that a lot? Yeah. Radioactivity falling into a vat of something you shouldn't.
Going to space.
Going to space.
When also you shouldn't.
Some type of ray affects you. Watch Gravity. It's actually kind of boring.
That's why Batman's so boring. Where are superpowers?
Well, that's I'll get into that for real. I do like Batman because it does, as far-fetched as it might seem, it seems kind of real. Same thing with season 1-2 CW Arrow. I was more into that than it once they got into Ra's al Ghul, or I think they call him, they pronounce it Ra's al Ghul on there. once they get to Ra's al Ghul, and what's the I can't think of it right now, the Fountain of Youth, what is it called, the Lazarus Pits. Once they got pithy into that, and because I think they had to, because they had to combine it more with the Flash, it was very Dark Knight-ish, and when it was Dark Knight-ish, I really loved it, and then as it got away, I didn't like it as much. But it's still great. I mean, they're all still great. The one that threw me, and I was actually at the CW pitching a show, and they asked me what I thought of those shows, and I was like, you know what? The one I don't get is what's the time travel one? I actually stopped watching it. No. Not just an episode in The Flash. I'm just proving
Quantum
I know.
Quantum Leap.
No. Legends of Tomorrow, which I think they've changed the whole cast now. I guess I saw an episode.
Legends of Yesterday
But it was Legends of Tomorrow, Legends of Day After Tomorrow, Legends of Futures Past. But it was like I said to them, I go, well, everybody finishes each other's sentence. Like they had to get. It wasn't like there was one star. There were like four, so they'd always go around. It was very formulaic to me. Like this person talked, then this person. Well, nobody does that in real life. Gets equal time to talk.
Right.
It was very odd to me. So, but I'm big into Flash too. My daughter's into Flash. She's walking around with Star Labs right now, sweatshirt in L.A. She went to see. The funny thing was, she went to Stan Lee's star.
He's got a star.
Yeah, she was at Stan Lee's star wearing DC stuff.
And oh, like, really?
You just, right? Not black, but yeah, it just broke the space time continuum. Marty!
Maybe it brought things more together.
Maybe that's like your olive branch between
DC.
No, it's like your DC.
Marvel.
It's like your Superman versus Spider-Man over here. This was crazy. I thought this, like, it's amazing.
This is
because I thought people would, I would have thought that this was like an expensive book.
Show the back of it.
Look at that back.
I mean, that's
apparently
very
the same height.
Very similar to me and Brandon standing back to back. But you guys said that book, because it's more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? This is where you help
weird
me.
Well, weird.
Not so much a one shot. I think that's an X-rated movie term.
I think that's
don't shit. Correct it's, me, guys. Don't correct me on that one, guys.
Non-standard.
How's yeah, that? Non-standard, but substandard. Kind of. But what's it called? Elseworlds. That's a CW reference. That's what's going on between Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash, where they all trade identities for a while. Yeah, no, I got it. I'm up to date, man.
Yeah, he's got that WB. Yeah.
It's CW, WB, first
when you're
of all.
An entertainer, you don't have to work. People just give you things so you can
absolutely
hang out and watch CW all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, like I went to buy my house. The bank was like, here's a loan for free. You don't have to. You pay it back when you want.
Zero interest.
There you less than. We'll pay you to borrow money from us. But what would you call that? Like they would call it like a stunt in TV.
It's like a team up.
Yeah, but it's not a team up. But I mean, like it's a shticky. It's kind of like that.
How do you spell that word?
Why don't you?
It's pretty. I would give it an S C H T I C K shtick.
Yeah, I think that's S C H shtick. Yeah, like shick the.
Not sure what happened, but we weren't quite done with the podcast. Had a backup recorder going. Didn't want to keep you from getting every little nugget of Comic Playground love, and I'll just shut up now and play it because this is awkward.
Thanks. Adonis helping me once again with grooming.
It's always easier.
Adonis grooming makes sense. Perfect. All right, so you'll be contractually out at a Comic-Con possibly, maybe,
unless it's nullified.
Where are we going from there? So I think that's about where we're at on that. Zach, we thank you for coming out. Are you Are you going to stick around or are you going to get out? Sometimes I just always feel like you're trying to
get out. You think I'm just always on my way out the door.
You do. Is there something about you that is that way? Like, it's, and whenever I come in here, I'm worrying it's me, but then I realize I don't care.
who are you?
Yeah. Who are you? Who were you? Who was
that guy doing here?
Right, what was that? Such a jerk. Joe, you're right. I'm sorry. I am just,
who's this white guy?
Who let him in this comic store?
What was that?
You let him in this comic
store?
Right?
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zach, do you have a last name?
I'm on my way out the door. Yeah, Coleman.
Coleman.
Yeah.
Like Gary Coleman.
You like Gary, but without the E.
Like the ladder?
It's a, like a what?
Like Coleman ladder?
Like Coleman's, like Coleman's mustard. With no E. So if you're into the British mustard.
Oh, and why wouldn't we be? Because I'm an actor on the fucking dead.
These are things you know when you're a Coleman.
These are, that's what you get.
That's it. That's
all I get. Hey, hey, are you Frank Caliente? And I'm like, judge for yourself. Meet a lot of people. And ruin those relationships for you.
Immediately.
Why?
Zach.
All right. Well,
we'll be
guys.
Seeing you from time to time.
Much, yeah,
like,
sounds good.
Great. Very fun. And
tell your uncle. He said hello.
Here's another funny thing that Brandon kept telling me. He kept saying to me, he goes, well, Zach's really funny. I'm like, I know a lot of funny people. And then I was hanging out for here, you know, coming in, setting things up. And you had some great, like, some killer comments. You didn't do any of them during the podcast, but... but, I mean...
I didn't want to overshadow you.
Yeah.
He's in the closet.
but you are saying a lot of things. And this is... I want people to understand this, too. You guys aren't used to being... Holding the microphone and talking is kind of a weird thing. You're much more natural than Brandon was. The first...
Brandon
first got
at
in,
a... at a... what am I trying to go for here? He's at a, what are those, like when Eminem was doing the, not improv, but what's,
freestyle.
All you guys who claim to be urban in here and I came up with freestyle?
I think I'm the only person from
8 Mile!
I'm the only person from Detroit who never saw 8 Mile.
Oh man, I just.
Yeah, if people in Detroit are listening to this, I am so sorry. So sorry.
All right, Zach. So we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Great job.
So Corbin, give us a little bit of information about yourself. Tell us about you, kid.
Wow. I like comic books. I love comics.
You own a bunch? You
I own a bunch of.
Well, that's it for Corbin.
So anyway,
I'm sorry.
Graphic novels, trade paperbacks, a lot of those. I'm just getting into like the actual single like issue comic game. Like,
okay.
Collecting. I've not done that, but I have like a huge assemblage of comics.
That's great. You're working on that huge vocabulary that I don't have. Assemblage.
Yeah.
Avengers assemblage.
But yeah. So I've always loved like comics.
Who's favorite? What's your favorite character? Something.
So it's kind of tied for me. It's Spider-Man, but I'm really big on Batman as well. Spider-Man. We already addressed like why and what he means, like as far as anybody being him and his story and origin being, you know, kind of things that I see resemblances of my own life in.
Did the Miles Morales thing mean anything extra to either of you guys? You know,
I mean,
being a black Spider-Man, was that?
I thought that was cool. But I also saw like my. My fiance is Mexican, so basically my kid is going to be Miles Morales.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of a cool thing you can bring in a child. Mine too.
okay,
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely thought it was interesting. It didn't impact me as much as Black Panther did.
Okay,
but
yeah,
it was.
We'll talk about that because that's cool something specific you guys can talk to on this that you know. Two white guys sitting here can't say no. It's real. I mean, there's a reality of that. Like I was talking to a friend of mine. We're doing like a cultural kind of podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Al Jackson, who's from the Daily Blast in it's in Denver, mm-hmm. and he opens and works with Hannibal Buress a bunch. So we're talking about I lost my train of thought. Just trying to be ethnically diverse there. No,
Hannibal Buress.
We were talking about like sometimes they'll do a panel and it's about diversity and it's four white guys talking about it. the four white guy diversity panel, which you can have that. That's fine, but don't try to be taken completely seriously and realize that you're not diverse in that. So I do like that about our show. I think that's while. I'm not going to say that any show would have to have it. It's great that we do. I think that's going to make us Pretty cool, and get some different perspectives in there as well. So, Black Panther, tell me a little bit about what, because I, in terms of that cultural sense, I thought, yeah, important, because you guys were saying black director, all black cast.
It was shot by an all black studio too. What's his name? The guy that's not funny. The guy that
really great to say that. Let's say it that way.
What's his name?
Kyle Perry or. Tyler Perry.
Yes. Tyler Perry. You figured out a way to make him whiter.
Yeah. But wasn't that shot in an all black studio? Oh. Like owned by black owners?
You mean Africa?
Like,
No. I'm just kidding.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
We can't laugh at that.
I watched some special on Tyler Perry, like about how he was really proud about, oh, about being a part of Black Panther, made sure that, you know, it was shot in an all black studio. Like, no way, but.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about, because you said it was cool to you. Tell me why. What?
Yeah, having that representation on, I think from a comic book standpoint, or like in that sense, you see in sports.
Bring the mic a little closer.
You see in sports and in just in, you know, culture, but in the comic book, in the comic verse, it's different as far as seeing it on film. I mean, they have books and you have the token characters and there's so many other ways to go into that. But to have a movie where.
And we can't even show Bill Cosby shows anymore, right?
I mean. Oh my gosh.
All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's
great. That's cool.
For me, but
it's.
But to have that representation in a film of that scope, like it was just a gigantic film, not only in what it meant culturally, but also in the scope of the movie, and yet be self-contained, its own story, not bleeding anything, causing any controversy, but have a strong black hero, a supporting cast where everyone is their own person, and yet they aid that hero. The villain had an interesting subplot. He wasn't just a standard roll him out type, take over the world. There was some nuance and there was some context behind him as well. Just the story aspect, I really enjoyed that. And I think having that impact and even the story itself, having the roots in Wakanda and also someone who is not of, who is of Wakanda, but not there, and how it is adjusting to a home that was never yours, but at the same time was always yours, and how that impacted the story.
And I told you the thing that drives me crazy about Black Panther is that it brought vibranium into everybody's consciousness. And it used to be my single reference to the MCU that nobody, and now everybody's like, oh, he's got the vibranium. I'm like, I see it on sports show, everywhere. It's vibranium. I'm like, yeah, it's Captain America's shield. Go back and watch that. Remember that. So, how about from you, Adonis?
For me, I kind of just to mirror where Corbin was coming from. Like, I really did enjoy the size of the film, like what it brought to people's attention, because there are a lot of things that most people every day just take for granted that were kind of just popped in there. In regards to what we see from our perspective and everything like that, just how it is. And, you know, especially at the end, when they went back to the apartment building where Killmonger came from, and the kids just stopped and were like, oh man, that's so cool. And then they were starting to talk about, oh, I'm going to sell this. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, and they're like, no, you're not. You're not going to sell this. We're going to teach you about this. And I thought that was really cool, because it's like, it's introducing the younger generation into this whole thing that came before them and everything like that. I mean, like the character, the Black Manta in Aquaman and things like that. What I read when I was younger is the whole reason why Black Manta was created was because it was a black character who didn't get respected in the time by the government and everything like that. So he wanted to take all black people and bring them down to Atlantis. And that was the whole, that's what I knew. Mm-hmm. When I saw things like that, I was like, oh man. I mean, segue away from comic books, I loved Ghostbusters because I saw somebody that I could be.
All right.
I mean, that's what I loved, because I would sit up there and I would say, oh, I want to be Superman. And you know,
no, I want to be a Ghostbuster.
Yeah. You know, and
we kids hit some ghosts. And
exactly,
let's be Egon.
Exactly, I just thought it was so cool. I was like, oh man, I can.
Did you say you wanted to be Egon?
Egon Spengler was amazing.
That's who you were.
But no, it was just really cool just to see the opportunity to show the kids that it's not it's open for everyone. It's there's so much possibility.
Here's a this is kind of a cultural thing too that's pretty cool. I talked about this with Al, who works with me on the other podcast. It was I said, what's an amazing thing is to see kids, and it could be a white kid, any ethnicity, wearing the Black Panther mask.
Yep.
And wanting to be this black superhero. And not only that, which I think is cool and some progress in terms of that, mm-hmm. but their parents weren't stopping them.
Yep.
you think about that 10, 15, 20 years ago, maybe a little bit further back, they'll be like, the kid would be innocent and not have this kind of prejudice, right? Mm-hmm. And then the parent would step in, and like my grandpa was basically Archie Bunker for the old people.
Stifle you know. Yourself, Dad.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't get it.
You are not 32. Not, there's no way.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Right?
I'm like,
do you know that one too?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched
you guys
reruns.
Are cracking me up. You know, you could get a little bit more culturally diverse and understand.
That's
some,
why I'm trying to hang out with these guys, man. That's what I'm doing.
It's, but
no, but that would just keep on rubbing against it. Just doesn't rub off.
Archie Bunker was the whitest old guy
Archie
ever.
Archie Bunker.
Okay,
is.
You said you didn't. I never know anymore with you.
I'm crazy.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that's some pretty cool stuff. So did we get, we've done so many tapings back to back here. It's like Wheel of Fortune. That's how they do.
Where's Vanna White at?
Your wife. She's right there. She's beautiful.
Oh, wow. Baby girl.
See, look at that. Probably not the face you would make doing that though. You went like this.
She was like, here's the milk. Here's where the milk is. That's
like I said, these first episodes were being pretty in general before we get into, so people can learn about the people who are going to be on the podcast and stuff like that. Anything you guys got any theories for me? That's all my daughter cares about. Is all she does is watch what's going to happen in the Marvel universe. She has this is how my daughter says it. She uses the same, and I don't want to be political here at all, but those is, she uses the same wordings that Donald Trump does.
She'll she use say, a finger too. No, she talk like him.
She'll say, people are saying. Yeah. I would say, who are they? People are saying, what people? A lot of people. I didn't say how many. I said, what people? A lot of people are saying, these people, they're incredible people. No, not what are the people like? Tremendous people. No, that's the. So, but she'll say, people are saying, you guys got anything for me? Because that was great on the Black Manta going to the past there. I didn't realize Black Manta. I didn't know he was black.
People didn't know for exactly. Like 30 something years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because they finally took the helmet
yeah.
off.
Showed the story. Yeah.
It's funny because I remember Black Manta from the Super Friends.
Yep.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice. Exactly. Aquaman.
Yeah, did anybody like Aquaman back then? Like,
no, even Chappelle was like, Aquaman, what's going on with Aquaman?
I felt like Aquaman just hung out in the ocean, never really hung out with anybody.
No, he just
grabbing seahorses.
With my dolphin friend. Yeah, exactly.
Looking for a dolphin friend.
Especially on
Change like- it. Surprise, surprise.
When did Aquaman come from Texas?
No, that's Chappelle.
Oh. Yes. Damn! Oh, I got you, bitch.
Lord.
Donnie. you won't. I got Donnie is like, it's for real. I'm in. Put me in, coach.
Donnie, put me in, coach.
I'm ready.
Donnie.
Yeah. Donnie, you own a comic store. I do.
Can we call him Rudy? Kind of like our mascot?
No. No, because I want Donnie to come back and I love him.
Endgame theories, right?
Yes. Oh man, yeah, I got an endgame theory.
I also have one, so.
Oh no, no, no! Go first, because he's going to be here a lot longer than you.
I think that how many million outcomes were there?
1.6.
14 million.
Something like that.
605.
Okay.
604.
14 million.
600. Oh, that's good.
I don't think we're doing that.
I was like,
math.
Wait, what? It's 14,605,000. Yes. Okay. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Rescue.
Said, right.
I think it's like 1.
Waiting for rescue.
That they're gonna have to go to like each of those realities, or at least more than a couple of them.
That's a long movie.
Well, like for example, in one reality, Hawkeye has all his family gone, so there's Ronan. So they pick Ronan up. Yep. Another one, let's say Pepper Potts is the Iron Woman. So they pick her up and they assemble.
Well, you know what her name
Avengers
is.
Avengers reassemble.
You know what her name is when she puts on that suit, right? They changed her name. They changed her name to Rescue. So her name when she puts on that suit is Rescue.
Not Iron.
And if you look at the trailer and the part of it, like when Tony Stark's talking, like in the first like 30 minutes or 30 seconds of it, he says actually he goes, "There's zero promise of rescue," like in that. So how dope would that be? Like he's sitting out there floating.
Nice little hint.
And she goes and flies in. But you know, the Russo brothers, they like to like promote, like show like little bleeps of everything. Yep.
And
one of the things that they showed was Pepper Potts' costume.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there's a little conspiracy theory for you.
All right.
How gangster would that be if he's like sitting there about to run out of air and she comes up flying over there, another Iron Man suit?
Mm-hmm. I've got strawberries. She's allergic.
Okay. I think Captain Marvel
is going to rescue him.
You think so?
I think that makes sense.
With her fire head?
With her...
True.
So we got the rescue. It's what?
Binary.
She's binary?
That comic right there, that X-Men book right there. That's it right there.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, right next to Daredevil, third one.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that's the new, that's a hot one. That's going to be, what is your number is that? What?
X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men 164 is definitely a book that you want to grab and sit on for a little
ding,
bit.
Ding, ding, ding. $30. Hint, hint.
What's
theory?
That? Marvel Age 13? What is it for
appearance? Carol Danvers? First appearance of Carol Danvers? Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, Marvel Superheroes 13. That's another really hot book to pick up.
Mm. My theories, I believe going off the riff that they have to go through all these different realities, this is how they're going to reintroduce the other side of Marvel to the mainstream side of Marvel.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking, that they're going to, this is how they're going to basically bring the entire universe together. And that's going to progress us to the next stage in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that's what I think. I was very excited when I saw Ronan.
Ronan is the Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yes.
What he evolves to?
Pretty much. He's kind of...
Or is he a different dimension Hawkeye?
That was my theory, but like in continuity, it's like just what? Evolving?
Yeah, he kind of just goes off and does his own thing.
Turns into like a samurai warrior.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just waiting for the sketch Ronan O'Brien. You know he's going to do it after he listens to the podcast. That's for you, Team Coco.
Frank's idea.
It's for you, Team Coco. All right, well, we are going to bring... who else? Who hasn't gone yet? We have nobody left. No, we're gonna, because you've got some theories that we're gonna bring on.
Yes, Marvel movie history.
So yeah,
let's go.
He's had all off the mic. He's been incredible. We're gonna bring him on. We are gonna, Adonis. We're gonna have you step out.
Awesome.
And thank you
very
much.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Great job as always.
Congratulations on the baby.
Peace.